Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading titled, Slow But Sure, was written by Glenn Packiam. I ran into an old friend who told me what he'd been up to, but I confess it seemed too good to be true. Within a few months of that conversation, however, his band was everywhere, from charting top singles on the radio to having a hit song pulsing under TV ads. His rise to fame was meteoric. We can be obsessed with significance and success, the big and the dramatic, the quick and the meteoric. But the parables of the mustard seed and yeast compare the way of the kingdom, God's reign on earth, to small, hidden, and seemingly insignificant things whose work is slow and gradual. The kingdom is like its king. Christ's mission culminated in his life, like a seed being buried in the ground, like yeast being hidden in the dough. Yet he rose, like a tree breaking through the dirt, like bread when the heat is turned up. Jesus rose. We're invited to live according to his way, the way that's persisting and permeating, to resist the temptation to take matters into our own hands, to grasp for power and to justify our dealings in the world by the outcomes they may produce. The outcome, as described in Matthew chapter 31, a tree that the birds come and perch in its branches, and the bread that provides a feast, will be Christ's doing, not ours. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough. Jesus spoke all these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for the small, hidden, and seemingly insignificant ways you work. Help us to trust you're at work even when we can't see you, and even when it seems like things are going wrong. Grant us the grace to stay the course and to remain faithful over the long haul, knowing that you have great plans that are being carried out in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.